It's Playhouse 1940. We got Joel D and Framie K. The next couple of days, there's a woman on Reddit that she posted on there, and it went crazy viral because people are like, wait, your husband can't be serious. But basically, she went to put the tail on there about how they get a baby on the way. They're so excited. She and her husband are over the moon excited. And then one of the things that happens is you talk all about baby names. Well, when they did not know the gender of the baby, they didn't know it was a little boy or a little girl, they knew what the boy name would be. His name is Stuart. So he said, you know what? How about Stuart Jr.? And she says, okay, yep, if it's a little boy, we will name this your son after you. It's going to be Stuart Jr. But then they found out it's going to be a girl. Well, what are they going to do? Well, he's not going to let go of Stuart, but no, he doesn't want to name a little girl Stuart because that would be silly. What he did is he added an A on the end. So he would like to name this little girl Stuarta.
Stuarta?
Stuarta.
Stuarta. Stuarta.
He says adding the A on there makes it feminine. And he would like to name this little baby Stuarta.
I mean, isn't that what they do in Spanish? They add the A to the end to make it feminine. But at the same time, then you have people like me who say it weird because you say it, Stuarta.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, I'm going to mess it up.
You were saying Stuarta.
Stuarta, yeah. I was like, because it just, like, I'm picturing how it's spelt. And the way I would read it is like, Stuarta, Stuarta.
So she tried telling that really doesn't work, and it sounds more like it should be the name of a furniture brand than a person.
True.
But he's not budging. So she said, I'm going to take this to the internet, and people are, as you can imagine, supporting it. Like, really? He can name the baby when he pushes the baby out. There's no female relatives you could be inspired by to name a name. But he really likes Stuarta, but people think it's stupid. That is a bad name.
I mean, it is 2024, and naming your first child after the man is kind of, maybe outdated a little bit, Stuart. So you don't name it, maybe name it after your wife instead.
That one's going to be named Sarah Jr.
Exactly.
Just doesn't work. Stuart is better.
Stuarta.
So kind of end this because, you know, you've been in this battle before of like, I really don't like that name. If you have a kiddo at home, or maybe you've just heard, like, wait, what'd you name your baby name? You've heard a baby name you thought was really odd. Odd baby names you either have heard a child actually have, or odd baby names you debated about with your significant other. 237, it's text 35270. It's not a competition, and that's good, because there's no way anyone's going to beat Stuarta, but you can try.
You could try.
I know when the kids were first born there and the girls were in the hospital, we heard of, because, you know, everybody wants to talk about twins with you. And one of the nurses brought up that just a few years prior, there had been a set of twins in there named Crystal and Chandelier. And I thought that was a little bit odd.
I mean, that makes sense. But because I see the play. I see the play on it and the fun that you can have with that. But then also, really?
Yeah. I mean, it only ever really makes sense if you're with your twin.
Right.
You know, Crystal can go and live a pretty typical life. And her whole life, she's just Crystal. Oh, I have a sister. What's your sister's name? Chandelier. Now your name's become weird, too. But poor Chandelier, that's a pretty unique name.
Right.
That everyone's going to ask you, why did your parents name you Chandelier? And, well, I have a twin sister named Crystal. Well, you kind of drew the short end of the stick there, didn't you?
Yeah, Chandelier got it. Well, it's kind of like Kanye when he named Northwest. Or whatever, because his last name's West, so they named it Northwest. I don't remember the other kids' names, but that's the one that sticks out, too. It's like North outside of it with the last name West, though. Like, I feel like you're just setting that kid up to get picked on.
And more people do that than you might think. I will say I'm pretty fortunate that our kids weren't little boys. The girls weren't boys, because my wife kept coming up with weird names like this that would go together. And one that I actually brought it to a relationship ref here on the show, and I had to have complete strangers here in the Playhouse family tell her this was a bad idea.
What was the name?
Because she wanted to name them, if they were boys, one would be named Bo, and the other would be named Arrow.
Bo Arrow. I mean, that's not bad.
Bo and Arrow.
I thought you were going to say Ty, and I was like, okay, but...
But it's the same as Crystal Chandelier, which, of course, months later, we sat there and mocked these poor children for being named Crystal and Chandelier. She wanted to do the same thing. Bo could go live a normal life. Nobody would... You meet an Arrow, you'd be like, why are you named Arrow? Well, I got a twin brother named Bo. So we lucked out. It's a good thing they're girls.
The story, but if I met somebody named Arrow, that's really cool.
Is it, though?
off air.
I mean, if this is your name, I'm sorry, but I'm glad that it's not my kid's name.
Off air, remind me to tell you what Young Jay's middle name is. Off air, remind me to tell you that. My brother, though, you might get this. My older brother, he finally had a boy. He had two girls, and he named his boy Superman's real name. Do you know Superman's real name besides Clark Kent?
I just know it's Clark Kent. What's the other name?
So, like, when he's on the...
I don't know it. I know he's got some alien name.
Yeah, whatever his alien name is, it's Kal-El.
Okay.
It's K-A-L-E-L, Kal-El.
So he named his kid Cal?
Kal-El.
Oh, the whole thing.
He named him Kal-El. Okay. Everybody calls him Cal, but and then he spells it Kal-El.
You've, over the years, you've come, that's actually kind of cool. You've come across like cool. This unique baby name, this odd baby name. It's cool to them, but it was weird to you. Or... you fought about it with your significant other. Have you ever experienced that on one side?
Well, it's even kind of more weird because I'm not married yet, but my boyfriend's last name is Harris. So I really want a kid that's going to be a Harris. I really like double names.
All right, there's a guy out there that just went, oh my God, apparently we're having a kid.
Okay. Yes, oh all gosh. The Harrises listening to the radio right now are freaking out. They're going, is that my girlfriend?
And that in itself is not a super common name. So there's one guy out there in Fargo, Moorhead that's like, oh, crud.
Yeah. I mean, Harris, though, it doesn't sound that bad when you say it out loud. It catches you off guard. Like, is that a typo, though? That would be the thing. When you're doing your name, when you grow up, everybody's going to spell it wrong all the time.
Would you want to be named Joel?
I would not.
So
I did want to be JoJo for a long time, though.
Joel. Weird baby names you've come across. 237 it's, or maybe you battled with your significant other about it. Benson Boone, Beautiful Things at the Playhouse. Y94.
I want you, I need you, oh God.
It's Playhouse. Y94. The couple going viral for going to Reddit with the odd baby name that the husband's pushing. He thought they were having a little boy for the longest time, and... well, Stewart Jr. is what they settled on. And then when they found out a little girl on the way, he's like, how about Stewarta? And she's like, oh, no. Mm-mm. I have to get the internet to tell you this is stupid, which they are. But that kind of begs the question, what is like the weird baby name either you and your partner kind of bickered about? And you're like, no, that's weird. Or have you, in your time, been introduced to a baby and were like, that's the name you went with, huh? Odd baby names. Maybe even regret it yourself. Sounds like that's your case, maybe.
Okay. I named my child... middle name after my ex-husband's sister.
Named after your ex-husband's sister?
Yeah, my ex-husband's sister. So every time I yell at my daughter, I have to call her with her sister's name. And it's just so annoying. I hate it.
So yours is a little bit different in that it's not even like an odd name, but you regret it after the fact because obviously when you put that name in there, you didn't know that this person would become your ex, and now you've got that family association.
Yeah.
Yours is different, but yeah, I can see how you would regret that and that'd be kind of annoying.
Yeah, that would be kind of annoying a little bit.
It's still no Stewart, I'm going to be honest with you. You seen some weird baby names?
Yeah, somebody was saying they heard one time somebody named their baby Neon, and they're not sure if it was going to be like some sort of futuristic vibe or if they just like bright colors. Somebody also said that going with the superhero theme, they heard a baby named Blade. I think that would be kind of a cool name.
We had it was some years ago now, there was a couple that called in, and what they were bickering about is the guy was super about the name Thor, and in the end of it, they did end up using that name, and I was like, that's actually kind of a cool name. And it's not just like a comic book hero, it's like, it's the God of Thunder, like, that's a cool name.
Yeah, I mean, if you do it, there's no take back, so the kid's gonna figure it out by the time he gets old, he'll be okay. Somebody else said Riker. It's kind of a tough guy vibe name, but not sold on it. Riker's not a bad name. More of a common name nowadays, though.
Yeah, have a cool one. Baby name that was weird. You regret it? You fought about it?
My daughter, her name is Miles.
Okay.
She was just born, and she's a girl, but I chose a boy name, so it's like M-I-L-E-S.
So was that, like, always the name that you knew you were going with, or?
Kind of, yeah. I didn't. At first, I wasn't sure. I thought she was going to be a boy. But then halfway through, I found out she was going to be a girl. But I kind of liked the name anyway, so I stuck with it. And I get made fun of a lot for it, but it doesn't matter to me.
That is kind of interesting, though, because you're just like this couple and that you guys thought there's a little boy on the way. And then it's like, okay, Miles is the name. And then when you find out, the gender swapped. Okay, now we got to decide. Are we going to come up with a different name or are we just going to use it? You just straight up used it. I think Miles works, though. It's interchangeable.
Yeah, I like that name, too. Then you just put it, I'm sure you probably spelt it with a Y.
Yeah, maybe. You know what I mean? Makes it even more feminine, maybe, arguably.
When you see it like that. Somebody texted in and said that their colleague named their baby Paisley. It's a cute name, but it reminds me of a pattern, than a, more of a pattern than a person.
Yeah.
A Paisley. Kinda, yeah, I know some Paisleys out there, too, though.
I've never met a single one. I don't hate the name, though.
It's not a bad name.
We don't hate it.
And then one more just popped in. Baby named, a brother named my, or their baby Maverick.
There's a lot of those right now because of the Top Gun movies, though.
That's true, yeah, too. A lot of those. Popular.
Baby name regret, or either you fought about it, or you're just like, oh, that's an odd one I heard someone else have.
I really wanted Spanish-sounding name for my kids, and my first kid is named after his dad. His name is Miguel Angel. We call him Mikey. My second kid, I was like, I really want another Spanish-sounding name. I chose Leonardo and got really, really excited about it, but then realized that I now have Ninja Turtles. I have a Mikey and a Leo.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Oh, gosh, you need two more kids.
Yeah. And I was okay. I really was set on the name, so I wasn't going to change it. So I have Ninja Turtles.
So did you say you embrace it? Have you made them like Ninja Turtle kids? Or?
Yes. My boss gave me a Leonardo Ninja Turtle doll.